You can't tell, but I could smell better. Hello and welcome to episode 555 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver.
Maybe. No, this is August 23rd. You're in Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I'm chilling in Vancouver.
How did you probably at Spanish Banks, more probably, is my guess.
I'm gonna try to be, yeah.
How often, okay, your sister-in-law lives down that way-ish, like not on Spanish Banks.
Close, though. Short walk.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's close. I wasn't sure if you did.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty close. Well, maybe not a short walk, a long walk.
Oh, it's a long walk. That's a hike. It's not even a short bike ride from where she lives. Although, unless she moved it, I don't know about. She's the one who founded Lululemon and has that massive mansion on the top of the hill, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's where he lives. Do you know who, like, so the dude and his wife, I guess, who founded Lululemon, Vancouver company.
Mm-hmm.
He does, apparently he has a massive mansion on the cliffs overlooking Spanish Banks.
Nice.
Yeah, but do you know who, I forget, it was a few years ago now, but you know who played his, like, probably his 50th birthday party, which is sad for me, but you know who played his birthday party?
No.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Cool.
They weren't in town. He flew them in.
Nice.
So when you think, hey, man, these Lululemon pants are expensive. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Because Anthony Kiedis makes house calls.
Right.
So there you go. If you were that guy. So let's say, like, this honest question now. If I can't think of a funnier name than Lululemon, actually. Okay, if it wasn't so successful, you'd be like, what a goofy name. But it's so successful that it's a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were that successful, who would you have play your 50th birthday party? What group?
I don't know. Would I go something kind of like that I like, that's kind of like funny, because I wouldn't go like, oh, the Rolling Stones.
Done then, you know? Done, I got it.
Okay, so you tell me. I have
a... No. I want you to tell me. Based on what you just said, I had no clue. When I started asking this question, I had no clue what my answer is. Based on what you just said, you nailed it.
I would get Neil Diamond.
That would be a horrible error.
I just think when he kind of busted into Sweet Caroline with, like, 11 of my closest friends, we would just be going nuts.
Okay, let me help you spend your money a little wiser.
Okay, all right, you tell me who I would.
I'm not even joking. No, this wasn't my answer, but now I'm going to expand on yours, because I think you would have a much better show if you hired Nearly Neil.
Oh, no, because then Nearly Neil, like, that's great, you know, and everything, but I could afford to get Nearly Neil to play my birthday.
Our friend of ours had him play his back alley in this last summer.
Really?
During COVID, they would have back alley parties where everybody would just kind of sit outside their own fence, and they hired Nearly Neil to come and sing in their alley in Vancouver.
Nice. Were you thinking about that before I said Neil Diamond?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, but here's the thing, is I've never seen Neil Diamond, but he's about a million years old now.
Oh, yeah. I saw him when I was in, I want to say, high school. A girlfriend at the time's parents, you know, basically bought us tickets, and they went as well. So it was a concert at, it would have been Maple Leaf Gardens back in 1997 when he was over the hill then.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Because again, I grew up, my parents always, like, my dad had like 4 CDs, and one of them was Neil Diamond. One of them was Harry Chapin. I heard a lot of those CDs. Oh, and the Eagles. I think we had the Eagles too. But right. heard a lot of the same music over and over again. So just, you know, from having it on in the background when we take, like, you know, road trips, which was a big thing in my childhood. I just unintentionally just got all of Neil Diamond stuck in my head for like 20 years. And probably as soon as it comes on, it like, it brings me back. So yeah, Nearly Neil would be, I don't think it would do it justice. I need the real Neil.
No, he does. I've seen him. He does it. I'm telling you, he's better.
I can't tell. I want, like, again, for the Insta, I can't be saying, oh, for my 50th birthday, I had Nearly Neil. I need to be saying I had Neil Diamond.
Yeah, I think you could probably take anybody's picture and just pass it off as Neil Diamond now. You know? No, but that's the thing. Okay, so, well, man, we're going deep on this one. Because, so in like around the same 97, around that time, Tom Jones, who I would say is a contemporary of Neil Diamond. I love Tom Jones. Like Tom Jones can wail. And so he came to the P&E and he's playing the Coliseum. Right?
Okay.
Not a very expensive show. And I said, oh man, I was not going to miss this. It might have been 95. Could have been that early. And so I went and there was a couple girls I was hanging around with at the time. And I was like, hey, we got to go. Like, let's go to this. They were like, I don't know who Tom Jones is. And I was like, you know, when Carlton does his dance, that's Tom Jones. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, all right,
it's not
fine.
Unusual to be loved by anyone. Right? That one.
Nearly Tom, right there. So I said, we got to go. And they're like, all right, like who? And they Googled him before there was even Google. Like, it was really impressive. And then they're like, oh, that's what we're going to see. And sure enough, like halfway through the first song, they're up dancing. Like, it was awesome. The guy put on a show, like just brought the house down. At one point, and I was sitting not too far from the stage, like just, you know, pretty close to the stage, up in the bleachers, in the stands, not on the floor, but just the side, right? And mm-hmm. at one point, there's this tiny little break in the car. He's taking a sip of water. And I take that opportunity to yell out, KISS! I swear to God, he looks up at me and just says, I mean, he doesn't know it's me. It's in the crowd of people, right? But he looks in my direction. Got to play this one. Boom, just breaks into KISS. Because he'd covered KISS by Prince at the time.
Nice. Nice.
Breaks into it.
You
brings the
made
house
that
down.
Concert. Like, yeah, that.
Yeah,
that was
he wasn't
going to
do
you.
It. Yeah, he was probably going to do Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show.
Okay.
Which is a Neil Diamond song. And really? So he ended up doing that. Brought the house down. It was awesome. Cut to like 10 years later. He's coming back to Vancouver, but now he's on like now he's famous again because he had that whole Sex Bomb song was a big
hit.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's coming to Vancouver. A friend of mine, the same guy who hired Neil Diamond or Nearly Neil to play the back lane, he has tickets, the corporate tickets. So we're in the box up at GM Place there, at the time called GM Place, which is now Rogers.
Sure.
And where the Canucks play, wherever the Canucks play. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rogers, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, she was in town. So we went, he took us to that show and it was terrible. Like,
oh, no.
he was, whatever it was like, he'd lost his fastball. And he had, like, it's when you roll out with, like, you know, 300 backing singers to sort of drown out the fact that you can't sing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Until he just stopped and said, I'm going to do an a cappella song and did some gospel song. Because he used to, when he was in Vegas, he used to go and hang out with Elvis and go, like, up to Elvis's hotel room when they just sit and party all night and just sing gospel songs. Like, that must have been the place to be when that was going on. That would have been, like, I guess the late 60s, early 70s, I suppose. I'm not sure exactly. And so he just, nobody, he just sings a cappella and just nails it. Like, it was Tom Jones. But then went back and did all of the backing vocals, and that was it. Like, he had one song left in him that night. So what I'm telling you is that would be Neil Diamond. It'd be cool for one song. You want to get a picture. Maybe you hire both of them. You hire Nearly Neil to sing Neil songs in front of Neil, but then you get a picture with Neil after.
Sure. And then just get Neil to do one song, Sweet Caroline, and then just that's the closer, and just walk off, or maybe limp off. I'm not sure.
No. That. You do. It's I appreciate Sweet Caroline. That's your safe bet. You don't do that.
Oh, you don't do Sweet Caroline, but it's the crowd pleaser.
No. You know what the secret one is? The secret crowd pleaser?
Okay.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
It's a good song. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's one of those ones that's underrated and it'll kill. So there you go. I don't want to go deep into it now because we got photos to talk about. But once you said
you don't want to go deep into it, you just said
deeper,
that, right?
Deeper. No, into who I pick. Like those weren't even my picks for who I would get.
Okay, who's your pick?
Well, I'd probably get Tom Jones now that I mention it, but and the Nearly Neil impersonator to sing Neil Diamond songs for Tom Jones. That would be, come on, that would be, I'll even invite you if I make that happen.
Okay.
This podcast is going to have to get really popular in the next couple of years to make that happen.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. So, no, when you said, I had no idea who I was going to pick. You said someone fun, blam, Bare Naked Ladies Reunion.
Oh, that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. I've seen them in Vegas. I saw them in Vegas a long time ago, and boy, are they fun.
Ooh, I have one. I just one more. Hootie and the Blowfish, because I've been told I look like Hootie.
Really?
Yeah, so I could just sub in. Me and Hootie do a little, like, you know, like the wrestling, the Killer Bees, when they would just, like, they would just swap places and nobody would know. That's a wrestling reference from the 80s. Yeah. But they wore masks and they swapping it out. I would just swap in as Hootie and then they'd be like, wow, this guy got so awesome.
People tell me I look a lot like Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Always feuding the Hart Foundation and the Killer Bees. Good reference.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, Hootie does country music now, though, which is actually pretty good. He's pretty good at it.
I did not know that.
I'm sure you could do Nearly. Well, isn't his name Darius Rucker?
I don't know.
Hootie. No, name's not actually like Neil Diamond. Actually, not a Neil Diamond either, but it's something else. But okay, that's enough. That's, we got it. I did see Bare Naked Ladies in concert. The same bill as Blues Traveler and Bare Naked Ladies in the same concert.
Wow.
It was a good night.
You know what I saw in the same concert? Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
That was right before they had the riot.
It was in Toronto at, where was it? It was a venue that was so massive. It wasn't indoors. It was outdoors.
Right.
I want to see, it was at the CNE, and it was, I can't imagine how many people. We were about halfway through the crowd, and it was at least 100,000 people. But twin bill of, they both played full concerts. It was like 5 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, their heyday, when they were at the peak of their fame. No,
that's the peak. They're peak GNR. And that, like, I think they rioted the next week in Montreal, and then that was that, right? Like, that was, so you must have seen one of those last shows. And then I saw them like a year and a half later, just Guns N' Roses, not Metallica, but GNR on their, basically their, what would become their farewell tour. I saw them by accident. And excellent, excellent show. But it sounds like I'd like to have seen Metallica. That the one you were at must have been amazing.
Yeah, and everyone, I mean, Guns N' Roses was great. Everyone who I was with, which was like everyone I knew in high school, went to that show, said, and Metallica went first before it got dark. They were kind of more in the light of day. Everyone agreed that Metallica was better.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They were unbelievable. There you go. Metallica versus GNR. I saw it, and Metallica won.
Okay, because we've done three shows in a row here and went down a deep, deep rabbit hole, I literally have no idea what we've done in the show. Like, I really don't know. Have we introduced the Patreon link?
Yes, I think so.
In this show? I don't think so.
Okay, well, you just did, so we're good.
Yeah, Patreon, Amazon, do it. What's going on? We probably talked about, hey, who wants to hear about Neil Diamond's greatest hits? I'm a believer. He wrote, I'm a believer.
Is this a photo podcast?
No, not anymore. The Monkees, I'm a Believer, written by Neil Diamond.
Did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. I think it was. Anyways, he wrote for the Monkees. Who didn't, though? Really? Yeah. So there's that. All right. Did I do the reminder of the August monthly challenge? Deep focus. Did I do that?
I think so. I think you did. Yeah.
I think that was last episode.
Okay, then you just did it.
Instagram hashtag, you know the hashtags, do that. All right. So on this day, August 23rd, that's what we're doing eventually. I'm going to jam it in now because we're running out of time. So we've been going back through the archives and picking out photos from this day in any year you wanted, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So as usual, we're going to start with yours. I love this shot. Does your son love this shot?
He doesn't remember it, and I haven't shown it to him, but I will after this episode.
Okay, so there's a lot going on. So this is from 2019, I believe.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Last time that I'm pretty sure it's 2019.
It's the EXIF data says 2019, August 12th, okay. 2019.
Yeah.
August 12th? That's not the 23rd.
Oh, I think I just titled it wrong. Sorry.
Okay. Or do I have it? Did we flip them from last week?
I think this is all good. We're gonna call it August 23rd. Don't question me.
Okay. Yeah. No. We'll skip ahead. I'll change the EXIF data to be 11 days ahead. Okay. No, it totally worth it. I get it. It's like asking my mom to change the remote battery. It's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is tubing in a Soyuz. From a couple of years ago. So, I think I used a photo probably a couple of years ago, right around when I did this for whatever, the challenge would have been at that time. I'm guessing summer fun, something along those mm-hmm. lines. So this was,
there's a wipeout involved too, isn't there?
At some point, this tube flips over, or the big tube, because there's shots where there's like a whole bunch of kids in one of those massive tubes. And then mm-hmm. I think there's three tubes being pulled simultaneously. So a really big one in the middle that's got, I think, three kids on it, and then two one on either side that are two-person tubes. And so I was just kind of shooting everything. So there's a whole bunch of kids and a whole bunch of action and wiping out. And I just love the water spray. And so I'm on the back of the boat and just firing away, having a great time catching the expressions and the action. And again, it's a Soyuz. Like, it's beautiful. You got the lake, you got the green, and then you've got the action of the tubes, and the facial expressions are always what makes it.
The Zach Morris hair flying back doesn't hurt either.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's looks, sweet.
Looks lid. Good. You got the water droplets in the air, nice and frozen. So this is the 5D classic with the 50 mil. Oh, sorry. 200 mil lens. You shot with the 70 to 200 on this one.
Yeah. It's a little easier just cause I mean you're at a reasonable distance away. If I shot this with the 50 mil, then it'd be a pretty wide shot, and then a fair amount of cropping involved, because I like to really get close to the action here and the facial expressions. I don't need a wide shot. A wide shot's fine too. And at 70 mils, I can shoot all three tubes, because the ropes are long and you are still a reasonable distance away. So yeah, this is the 70 to 200, so I can get up and close. What'd you say the zoom was on this?
The zoom was right at 200, racked right
out. Oh, okay. So there you go.
And so we're looking at, I can't see the ISO, wherever that is, because you must have cranked it up a little bit, because it's a very sunny day, but you're at F4, so you're wide open as far as you can go, and you're at 1/3200th of a second, which is how you'd be able to stop all that.
Yeah, I'm going to say ISO 800 or something along those
careful,
lines.
Careful, you're accidentally walking into an EXIF Oku.
Okay.
Yeah. It okay, is 250, ISO 250.
Oh, wow. So it is that bright, yeah.
Well, you're right in the middle of like noon o'clock right here. So like 2:30 or something like that, I think is what it said. So there's a lot of sun, and you're able to really, really stop the action, which is great, because I mean, I'm guessing you must have brought the shadows up a little bit in the, on the raw file.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to do the save. You know, like your flash would get pretty wet out here if you use that. Mm-hmm. So best not to do that, or have them hold it on the light themselves on the tube. That would be the way to go. But having the rope come all the way in and then the reactions on their faces is just perfect. So here's the rule though. Like here's a life tip for everybody. Never ever buy a boat. Have a friend who buys a boat.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like you show up with a six pack in your camera and you're like, hey, should we take your boat out? Like, yeah, I got a couple hours of getting these barnacles off and we'll go. You're like, all right, I'll I'll be on the beach. You let me know when we're done.
Yeah. That's my contribution, though. Like, yeah. I did exactly that. I know that the family that that owns the boat and you know, takes us out to do this kind of fun stuff, like, I know they really appreciate the photos, and so they love it when the Schwartzes come for this kind of fun, because they know I'm going to bring the camera.
That's right. Never learn to take photos. Just have a friend who can take photos. And also owns a boat and is close personal friends with Tom Jones.
Sure.
That's all how you do. Yeah. If you can knock all those out, that'd be great. All right. My shot, I went with this black and white shot of my daughter at a, we're in Vancouver here. We're at a, you probably know the place. I'm not sure. Is this Sophie's maybe? No.
No, it's not so.
It's not. It's out by there. I think it's out on 4th. I think it's out in. Oh, geez, where is it, in the Kitsilano area? I'm not sure. We found a cool place to go for lunch one day. I wanted to take my daughter, just me and my daughter, to go on like a little lunch date, in Vancouver to some sort of, because we don't have these kinds of cafes in Germany, which is sad because you have them everywhere. Like, sitting in a booth is kind of a big deal over here. Like, wow, that's the coolest thing. And in Vancouver, they're pretty common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I took my daughter out. We had a little daddy-daughter date. Went and had a grilled cheese sandwich at this place. And she decided she was going to do some coloring while she waited. That's the good background job on it.
Yeah,
good job. For that. Congratulations. Thanks for
that context. I couldn't tell that she had a crayon and she was coloring. No, it's cool. And the black and white and the depth and, you know, those sort of like Coke bottles that are kind of making for a funky looking little decorative railing off to camera right. Like, it's all good. And the light coming in through the windows, you know, the sort of blown out highlights of a window in this scenario looks good. Like, it all looks good. And I like it. I like what's going on.
And this is the 5D Classic as well, the 50mm lens, the Schwartz combo. And this was from 2015, same as the last time, 2 weeks ago. Same summer, but a great summer in Vancouver. And looking back, I think I probably would have brought the highlights down more to see a little bit more of what's going on outside, but I would have been wrong. So, like, I don't know why I didn't do it. Like, I would typically bring those down. And for some reason I left them, and I don't mind that they're blown out. Like, still have enough context, but it kind of keeps the focus right on her.
Sure.
And then a couple of runners up, just to give a little context to that. There's one from on the way, us walking to that restaurant, and there she is in Vancouver. And shout out to Karen Davidson, if you're, you know, at Sutton Realty, evidently. If she's still moving units, check her out. But this is a typical Vancouver street. This is down in the, what do you call it? Fairview Slopes? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
South Granville, like out on Granville and Broadway in that area of Vancouver.
Okay.
That's generally where I lived when I was in Vancouver, and this is us walking down the street. So I miss these kind of big tree lined streets. It's pretty, sure. pretty great looking. And then another, we're getting closer to Schwartz here. Here's this is from a different year. What year was this? This would be 2014, the year before we were in Vancouver, down in a place called Steveston, Adam. You know it, because you live there.
This isn't, I'm looking at the, I think the wrong photo.
We'll get to Spanish Banks in a sec.
Oh, okay. So sorry. I was looking at Spanish Banks when you said Schwartz, but yes, I see your daughter holding a big salmon. You've gone down to the docks to get fresh salmon.
Yeah. Not the best photo. She kind of ran out of the photo before I could get the entire salmon in the shot. But that was, do you remember that year? That was 2014. That was the year of the salmon.
Mm-hmm. When they were super cheap because the salmon were plentiful.
Like, you would just drive down to Shady Island and they would just jump in your car. Like literally. Like, you could go down, like, it was 2010 and 2014, both those years. You could go down and you could literally just see them jumping out of the water. And so, yeah, we ate salmon probably 5 nights a week that summer because it was just plentiful. And my daughter loved to go down and pick out the fish herself. So she loved it. I think the kicker was at that point, they were almost free. I think it was like $15 for an entire salmon, like a 5-6 pound sockeye. What is it now? Do they still have them?
They do. I haven't been down lately, so, but it's quite a bit more expensive than that.
Of course. So yeah. There's that. But now here we go. We're coming back to Schwartz to end it off this week. Here's a group shot at our favorite place when we're in Vancouver. This is from 2015 as well. Down at Spanish Banks, we had a big barbecue one of the nights, and you guys showed up in the group.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in this photo, Adam?
You looks like you've put the camera down somewhere and then did the little run-in. I think this is a run-in.
I must have done the run-in and then said, hey, I'll pretend like I have a sore back or something. I look awkward. I look like I just tripped and fell into the picture.
Yeah. You probably did the full run-in. Yeah. Cause I look sweet. Yeah.
You do. You look like you're not going to waste your time doing a run-in. You're like, no, I want to look good in this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, and also I'm going to sit dead center. This is like the Last Supper, and like everyone look at the painting. I mean, we have all the angles leading to you. Like it's like a V. The other people are standing there creating this, all the perspective is going right to you and your mom's sunglasses on your head.
Yeah.
Where does my son think the camera is?
Yeah, no, he's getting ready to shag a fly ball.
Yeah, he's looking off in the distance. I do love that shirt though. I miss that shirt of his, the native frog look. He obviously outgrew that, but yeah, what a great spot. But I wanted to basically include a group shot with Schwartz in it. Okay. Anything else to add to them? No.
No.
No, zero to add.
No adding.
It's, and you see that the girl on the left there? Her name's Delilah. It's not. That's a Tom Jones reference. Tying it off. My. Delilah. All right. Monthly challenge. Is that next week? No. We have one more week before that. But the monthly challenge for August is Deep Focus. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers. And we'll talk about that in 2 weeks. Challenge for next week, Adam, is once again, summer snapshot.
Okay. This time for real.
Act surprised. Act like,
again. Yeah, we're doing it again. Yay.
Holy cow. Right now on August the 23rd, you're telling me that.
Yeah.
Whoa. I sure like August. So there's that. We'll talk about that next week. Websites, Adam, you're still on the Instagram.
I think so. Adam,
well, even if hosers. Maybe Instagram's gone now, we don't know. Yeah, it's like a month from now. Yeah,
it could be. Yeah.
So who are you?
Adam Two Hosers. I'm Adam Two Hosers. The
number two.
Yeah, hosers.
Hosers. Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Check that out. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links. Photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.